Sweetie, no matter what anybody says, I love you better than anybody in the whole world. Lonesome, I'm a real lonesome girl. I can't stop feeling lonesome. Heaven knows when I shall. Hi, baby. This is your lonesome gal. And maybe I have more fun than anybody because I can be with you each night. I don't know. But at any rate, I like it and I love you. So settle down right where you are with your shoes off and your tie loosened and light up a pipe full of Bond Street. I want you to have fun too.
Oh, no. What tomorrow may bring. I wonder whether I'll know when my heart starts to sing.
Honey, did you ever stop to realize how badly the word love is abused in its usage? Love is a very sacred word. And it should only be used in connection with things that stir the emotion, things that are beautiful, and things that are everlasting. Love of God, love of country, love of one another are examples of its proper usage. But I about have a fit when I hear people say they love buckwheat cakes, or murder mysteries, or water polo, and the like. Of course, I guess I've hit upon a subject that's rather profound and meaningful, as well as an exception. And I merely mention it so that you'll know for certain what you're saying when you say, I love you.
Thank you.
stop to think how rich we are? How fabulously rich to be able to taste the fruit of the earth, to smell the fragrance of pine and lilac, to hear the music of a bird song or the laughter of a child, to feel the touch of a summer breeze and see the glory of a sunrise. We're rich, baby. Richer than Midas or Rockefeller. For each of us has 5 senses with which to enjoy the pleasures of the earth. And you know something, baby? There's one pleasure that engages all your senses. The deep and wonderful pleasure of smoking Bond Street tobacco. Open a tin of Bond Street and you can see the golden Virginia, the nut brown burley, the mild oriental. Fill your pipe with Bond Street and you can touch the light, silky quality of choice, ripe, premium tobacco. Smell the aroma of that marvelous blend. And then to complete the ritual of pleasure, hear the scratch of the match. And in the very first puff, taste the full glory of Bond Street. The full, rich, delightful flavor, and there you have it. Touch, smell, sight, sound, and taste. All 5 senses telling you, this is good. This is pleasure. This is Bond Street tobacco. How much will you enjoy it? Sweetie, that's like asking, why do I love you? Does the sea interest you? It fascinates me. The other night after you left, I was reading a magazine that announced a new type of diving helmet made of plastic that far surpasses the old metal type. And I just got to thinking what fun it would be if I had the courage to take a walk on the floor of the ocean and see what kind of world exists down there. It must be a tremendous departure from the world we know above the sea level. The sight of strange marine life and sunken ships and rusty old chests with unknown treasure inside appeals to my adventurous nature. And I often wonder, as science progresses, if anybody will ever have the answer to how deep is the ocean. Isn't home a wonderful place? Isn't it great to be able to come home and loosen your collar and push your shoes off and sink into an easy chair for an evening of just being lazy? To add to that enjoyment, be sure you always have your pipe within easy reach and always some of that mild, mellow, aromatic Bond Street tobacco to enjoy. Bond Street is a wonderful tobacco, made from a wonderful blend of tobaccos from Virginia and Kentucky and the Orient. A wonderful aroma that's clean and fresh and cool. Bond Street is a rare tobacco, like old vintage wine, a luxury tobacco at a popular price. So to make your home a place where relaxation and enjoyment and your pipe and Bond Street will always greet you at the end of the day. Bond Street, baby, is the finest tobacco you ever smoked. Well, lover, it's time to close my dreams for a little while, but there's one thing you can count on for sure. I'll be right back here tomorrow night for Bond Street Tobacco with the same old affection for you and Lucy. Meanwhile, take it easy and remember that your lonesome gal loves you better than anybody in the whole world. Who knows what tomorrow may bring? I wonder whether I'll know when my heart starts to sing. If you have love to spare, it's to share. Why don't you be a pal? Share them with your lonesome gal. Good night, baby.